Your voice in Gloucester, 104.1 FM Buckets Radio, and we are talking women's cricket right now. And the Commonwealth Bank Southern Stars have had a very impressive week since we last chatted. We have had four games of cricket, and the Aussie girls have managed to win all four of them against Pakistan, starting with the third one-day international. Last week, Pakistan ladies batting first, making 8 for 189 from their 50 overs. Abidi scoring 43 and Iqbal 38 and Maruf 36. It was the international one-day international debut for Kristen Beams from the Victorian Spirit, the leg spinner, a quality young cricketer. Well, she has picked up a wicket in that first game as well. Well, 1 for 26, her final figures from 9 overs. Good economy rate, 2.88. Jess Johnson getting 3 wickets for 37 runs. Sarah Coit, 2 for 41. And Renee Farrell doing a great job with the new rock, 2 for 28. Some promising signs for the ACT Meteors with her playing so well. And promising signs for the Victorian Spirit on the batting front. Nicole Bolton, 81 not out from 93 balls. And Meg Lanning, 78 from 77. Alex Blackwell, 23 not out. And unfortunately, Elisa Healy run out at the non-strikers end, a bit eager, backing up there, and a little deflection from Jaleel Cannon into the stumps, and she was left stranded for 2. And Australia winning that one with plenty of time left, doing it in the 33rd or 34th over, something like that. And a good clencher to the series, winning the series with that game. And then the fourth game, they batted first, 9 for 220, and it was the Lendlease Breakers star Aaron Osborne doing a great job with the Willow, 47 not out, and Commence from Queensland scoring 42 as well, 3 for 44 for Sana Mir. And in reply, Pakistan all out for 183 with Sarah Coit picking up 3 for 32, Osborne 2 for 25, and that earned her the player of the match. So well done, Erin Osborne picking up player of the match in that one, and Nicole Bolton for her run scoring prowess picking up player of the series, and well deserved. And congratulations to the Southern Stars winning the one-day series and getting off to a great start in the T20 Internationals. Pakistan batted first in the first of those. They were all out for 92 in their 20 overs. And 4 for 19 for Erin Osborne. Isn't she having a great start to the season? Sarah Coit, 3 for 9. And Commence, 1 for 8. And then it was Elise Villani doing most of the damage with the bat. 58 not out from just 40 balls. Seeing Australia get across the line in pretty quick time indeed, going at over 7 and over in their run chase. And the game on Sunday was another convincing display from the Southern Stars. They made 5 for 149 from their 20 overs, with Commence going in to open the batting today, going in at the top of the order and doing the damage, 43 from 48 balls, with the other batters getting runs, Villani 31, Lanning 22, and Healy 26 not out. Some good batting from her at the end, coming in to face a hat-trick ball and dealing with it quite competently. Pakistan in their run chase, 8 for 86 from their 20 overs, with Sarah Coit picking up a couple of wickets and Renee Farrell a couple of wickets also, and the other girls picking up one each. So a very good start for the Southern Stars. A couple of games still to go in the T20 series. Another one on Wednesday and another one on Friday on the Gold Coast. And I think if you'd like to catch what's going on in those, check out cricket.com.au. You may be able to get a live stream of those. So well worth a look. If you can't catch a live stream, there are highlights packages that usually come up at the end of the game. So cricket.com.au for all your latest on the Southern Stars. Some good interviews with the players on there as well that you can catch. So make sure you check that out and keep cheering on the Southern Stars as they represent Australia very well indeed. Time now for some more music. This is Powderfinger and Pick You Up. You're tuned in to 104.1 FM Buckets Radio.